Test 82, Section 1, Question 17. So this is a resolve question. What's going to resolve it? In the tendency of corrections to field Joneses. Number of errors can plague data collection. Since examining the collected data enables researchers to detect many of them, standard practice for researchers to correct. Okay, so that's examining it, they can correct. However, in my field, there's a tendency for such correction to favor Jones's theory. Okay, that is, the majority of corrections resulted in the data being closer to the uncorrected data than the data to what Jones' theory predicts. I don't even understand what this is saying. So I would skip this one and move on and come back. Like, I have no idea what that end part. So I'm going to have to, when I come back, I would have to say, okay, what's going on? We'll do it again here, but I would have skipped this. So number of errors can plague data collection. Okay. Examining collected data enables them to detect many of these errors. Standard practice to correct collected data. Okay. In my field, striking tendency for such corrections to favor Jones' theory. Okay, so the corrected data favors Jones' theory. That is, the majority of corrections resulted in the corrected data being closer than the uncorrected data to what Jones' theory predicts. Okay, so when you correct it, okay, it's just, okay, that's dumb. So basically it's saying, when you correct the data, it's closer to Jones' theory than it was uncorrected. So, researchers normally give data that is in line with a theory the same weight as data that conflicts with that theory when they're determining whether to accept that theory. I don't think so. Researchers in the field give data that conflicts with Jones's theory greater scrutiny than they give data that is in line. That would explain it. It would say that they're really kind of looking closer at stuff that's in consistent with it than stuff that goes against it. Researchers in the field are more likely to pursue lines of research they expect will favor theories. And even if they fail to detect errors in data that doesn't exist, it doesn't really talk about Jones' theory. Researchers in the scientist field have formulated several other theories that attempt to explain the same range. Well, that wouldn't really explain why the corrected data goes towards Jones, but B does. It says they're kind of biased. They look more closely at stuff that goes against Jones' theory. So therefore, B is going to be our best answer.